You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to The Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to The Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hi, cameras, it's Black Blue, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. The crew got back together and recounted their Memorial Day weekend, but nobody could top DJ Lou's blind date story. Is the maestro behind the board looking for love in all the wrong places? Listen in and find out.
DJ Lou, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was good. I took a date to the Comedy Cellar.
Ooh, what
on
night?
Memorial Day?
On Saturday night.
Saturday night. How'd that go? You brought it up. I didn't get laid.
I did not. I did not get laid, but she got to see the greatest comedians besides you two guys around.
That's nice. Yeah, it wasn't
Bill Burr?
It was, no, that Bill Burr was there the night before. This was Dan Natterman, Greg Rogel, Gary Goldman, Mike Vecchione, and Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Good show. And she enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it too much. She got a little too comfortable with the comics. Shut up, Jacob.
She did?
What? Dude, come
did
on,
she
dude.
Fucking heckle?
Dude.
No, she didn't heckle, but she, afterwards this I took her to the olive tree upstairs, and she kind of hugged Sherrod a little too long.
Uh-oh. You lost her to Sherrod?
Oh, man.
No, we hung out with Sherrod Small, but too long. And then
she liked him.
Yeah, but she liked the whole life. I'm like, we're civilians thing, and they're comedians. You can't take up all their time. You know, she's like, oh, do you know that table over there? Let's go sit by them. I'm like, oh, boy, she's going to be.
What did Liz? Was Liz around?
Liz was not around.
Oh, boy. And Esty was around.
No, no SD either. But
you
I
don't have to call yourself a civilian in that situation, Lou. You can throw your dick a little more than that. Buddy.
Yeah,
you're
I guess
a civilian.
I,
you're
yeah,
in
but
the
she was
you're in.
She was loving it too much. I didn't want to give her a.
No, the problem was she told her that she is a civilian, you are not. Instead of saying, "Hey, we're civilians," I know that black guy over there really wants to fucking dick you down. You seem pretty psyched about it, so I guess I'll go civilian over here with some other civilians while you civilian over on his big superstar dick.
You go person to person? I'm going to go person with those comics, and it seems like you're going to go get personed probably in a parked car around the corner. So have fun getting personed. I'm going to...
So you're probably not seeing that girl again, but Sherrod definitely got his dick sucked.
I'm just going to see Sherrod tonight at the Cellar. I'm going to be like, how was Saturday? He's like,
Money. Got my dick sucked.
Come smoke with me, money.
Yo, Lou Whitsky this shit. He brought me some pussy, money.
Yeah,
he was calling me the N-word all night, and I gotta say I liked it.
You felt down at the streets?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you tell him your T-neck origins? You're outside?
Hey, I think he just knew.
You think he just saw that?
Yeah.
He vibed?
That's why he thought he would just steal your chick from you?
Yeah. No, it wasn't like that. Just two civilian hugs.
But you said too long. You felt something.
You felt they were long.
I don't want to let him know that I felt
that. Do you think there
that.
Was some body rocking, knocking the boots? Do you think they were pressing? Do you think they were pressing up
some
on each
some good loving body.
I had to turn away. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Dude, that's the one where you got to watch where there's the fucking hug, where there's the pressing, you know, where there's fucking... Have you ever had that after a show where a girl hugs you and she's like, oh...
Yeah, sure.
Of course, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
And you're like this, you're always like, stop it.
I got so many more questions
if
for
they
Lou.
Have a boyfriend, you're always like, stop it. He's a fan, and he took you to this. I think it's maybe happened twice. One time I just remember at American Comedy Company in San Diego, I got pressed on, and I was like, lady, knock it off. This is an establishment.
I'm so heavily intrigued by DJ Lou's world. I really am. I mean, the least intriguing person is Black Lou, and I mean that in a full compliment. Black Lou just gets it, man. Just getting life. He's nailing it.
And meanwhile, Whitsky lives in the upside
Black
down.
Black Lou takes it easy. He doesn't live his life. He doesn't Whitsky live his life upset or full of anger or anything. He just fucking he rolls with the fucking. He's the best.
You gotta crawl.
I got a wife, a life,
a family, people that love him.
Balance, nice balance.
A balance. Everybody drives a car when we're not around him.
Jacob's harboring a child.
Drives a car.
Jacob's harboring a child. DJ Lou is fucking. He's going on Tinder to screen pussy for comedians.
Yeah. He's the first interview.
Yeah. They have to pass you, and then they get to fuck Sherrod Small.
Yeah, here's Sherrod.
I'm not bringing her back there, so I learned my lesson.
Sherrod, did you
not,
well.
You're going to bring her to a concert and let her suck John Bon Jovi's cock?
Did you like her?
She was okay. She was cool. She had great taste in comedy.
Did you make out? Did you make out later? Just suck her tits?
We did make out.
Suck her tits? Did you say suck her tits?
Yeah, dance comedy show.
No, I love it. I love it. It's just a hard suck her tits is a hard.
Yeah. What'd you do? Suck her tits? Did you grab them? Did you give them V's? You give them hard squeezies?
Just fucking.
That's how I make out. I go out fucking. I go face to face.
You know what you do?
Shoulder to shoulder, and I just squeeze your boobs like I'm honking horns.
You gotta do the boob grab and then shake it like it's a goldfish in there. No.
It's like I'm trying to kill a beta fish I won at a carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah, stir it up.
You grab a titty and you go. So you did you want a second date with her or after that?
I swear to God, I thought you were gonna say, "Did you want to suck her tits?" Did you want to suck her tits? Did it come up?
Let's get back to tits.
Did you throw it out there? Did you make a suggestion?
Let's get back to tits.
Were you trying
with the tits sucking? Was there an attempt of sucking tit?
Man, I'll tell you what. Your second job of attaché to pussy for the comedy community. Honestly, that's your second job. You know, I hope you do it even half as good as your first job.
When Sherrod
as fucking producer of this show,
when Sherrod got
shit,
when Sherrod got military briefed in the afternoon, for pussy, and they go, "Your point man is Lou Witzke. He'll meet you there. He'll deliver it." Dude, how great would it be? How great would it be that after all this time on, like, you know, us talking about this on the bonfire, if just for some reason a Victoria's Secret angel just like heard the bonfire and she's like, "Who is this Lou Witzke?" She's this like Polish lady.
Listen, I'm
like,
not going to speak crazy, but I will say I believe, depending on the trajectory of this show, I believe this show has the ability to get big enough that absolutely you guys will just be forced to accept. I've had this in my life a lot of times too. You're forced to accept the confidence that is bestowed upon you by people to be like, no. Like I'm good. Look, JD on Howard Stern show is a great example.
I'm just thinking that they all have hot wives.
Well, Sal had a hot wife before.
Stern.
But JD was a virgin on the Stern show. Hooked up with like some porn stars here and there, got some pussy and stuff, I guess. And then now he has like a fucking.
Now he wears a leather jacket and he combs his hair backwards.
No,
he's a bad boy.
That's almost the whole thing. He's still the same fucking dude, and he's got a very pretty chick who. I mean, you know, their life isn't like. It's not just going to premiere parties. JD, like, you know, they probably have like a relatively humble life to some degree. And good for him because confidence was like bestowed upon him. Like a girl was finally like, "Yeah, you're a good dude. And I love you, and I'm going to be with you. You'll find this, dude."
Absolutely.
Instead of these fucking Jersey pig sluts you keep fucking farming out to us. Dude.
What you got to do is you need an attaché. We need a Witzke filter. We need someone to filter good women to Lou so he knows what's like. It's like he doesn't know
He's not looking for that.
No.
I'm telling you, I know. You're saying he's a full hound. There's a pattern of the women he keeps clicking on.
He wants a drinking buddy.
Is the pattern circular? He says they're all huge.
Still a lot of them.
Is it a lot of blips on a radar?
What's the pattern? Is he looking for shade? Free shade?
A lot of them are scams still.
We've got a large one coming in.
There's a school right under us.
It's like Independence Day where he just sees it moving and he goes, "That's it.
I've never seen one move so fast."
My God, the speed.
One more quick thing about Sherrod Small. We're hanging out outside where the comedians smoke, and
he put his dick in her.
He goes, "Want to see me start her money?"
She starts shoving his cock inside of her.
Soft.
She starts telling a story about her dad was friends with Mickey Mantle, and all of a sudden he busts out, "I hung out with Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays at the same time."
That's pretty cool.
I'm like, "Oh, I'm fucked. This game is over."
Well,
why couldn't you make up a lie?
Yeah, go, "Mookie Wilson's my godfather.
This guy's got charisma out the ass. He's working the whole block of McDougal Street. He's rocking every girl."
But what made you think he was coming after your girl? Did you have a feel that Sherrod had her that in his crosshairs?
I think he just let me have a favor by not picking her up. He could have if he wanted to, I believe.
Man, what a dangerous way of thinking.
But what a good guy, because he didn't.
No.
No, he didn't spoil, but Sherrod's a life of the party guy.
Absolutely.
And he drew her attention. It was actually more up to, if you feel she was paying him a lot of attention, that's kind of shitty of her if she's on a date with you.
Right. I'm not mad about it.
So fuck her.
You should be mad at it with her.
Can we hitch? Can we do a hitch where Black Lou helps Lou, White Lou find a wife?
You didn't even suck her tits, dude.
Tit suck. You know this is a tit suck dojo.
I mean, you don't go out on date one and not at least suck some tits, man.
I take a beautiful lady to Bennigan's, I'm sucking tit.
I think Jacob's ready for a wife. Lou needs self-work first.
All right. That's
Jacob,
the diagnosis.
I'll tell you what, Jacob goes on that date, he sucks tits.
I think Jacob should have a beautiful wife tomorrow.
I mean, Jacob has to have a wife that stops everyone where they're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
He will. Yeah, though.
He's a great dude.
He's unbelievable. Going to.
This one, we got another. We got some work to do with this one. Still.
Get out of here, you.
Barring circumstances destroying the show at some point in the next decade, this will happen. It could be in a year. It could be fucking 8 years from now. I'm just saying, at some point, it will happen. Mm-hmm. It will. The show will get popular enough. People here, they engage, man. These guys are great dudes.
Hot ladies are coming.
Everybody
your way.
On this show is a fucking. This show is perfect to me. So everybody on the show, I think, is the fuck. I want it all for them. We bust everyone's balls because that's what the show is.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a girl will come into it. When Jay met me, he was like, Christine, I really love you, but you change into somebody else when you drink, and I don't really love that person. Maybe a girl will come and say that to you and make you think differently.
I think Lou.
Are you interventioning me still?
Yeah, I think she is. She's a sneak intervention.
I wasn't even drinking.
You didn't drink?
I mean, afterwards,
that's,
I had a drink.
That's not
drink
even true. That's a total lie.
Afterwards? I wasn't stewed.
I was a gentleman.
Okay.
Trust me.
I'm saying he's purposely going after women that aren't good people. Because he describes them to me in the same type every time.
He's like, listen,
I got a real curveball. Cool, I got a real curveball coming to me this Thursday. This one smokes, drinks, drives dangerously.
I'll tell you what it is. You don't think you deserve an awesome chick. And let me tell you something. I don't either, but one day I'm going to.
Yeah. You could have dated like an 07 Christine.
Yeah, I real think, live wire.
One day I'm going to have the confidence to find somebody who's fantastic to me.
Yeah.
And one me day. And you together.
Me too.
Me and you.
Yeah, you guys
me
are both, you guys are, everyone's going to find love
I
in
have
this
confidence
one.
Now. I'm going to get out there, guys.
I am joking about Christine. I will never get the confidence to find somebody who loves me.
Hi, this is Jacob, and on Wednesday's Bonfire, Merkface Andy Fiore was our guest and bore witness as Big J proved one thing. He's not afraid to court controversy. Listen as he explains to everyone why Bon Jovi is better than Bruce Springsteen. Later in the segment, Jay and Dan describe what the boss would sound like if he accurately sang about his life.
See, you enjoy the Adams more than the Springsteen.
I'd rather see an hour of Bryan Adams concert than the three-hour marathon of nonsensical fucking... Yeah. I don't even know what you call it. Jersey Shore jam rock?
I don't know.
It's so shitty.
It is.
Agreed.
I am not really a fan, is. Man.
If they finally found jam bands for fucking old Jersey white dudes.
When people make that decision on you, the most common one I hear a lot of times is Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen. And I'm like,
no.
Billy Joel, eight days a week. 8 days a week over Bruce Springsteen. Are you kidding?
Is there one Springsteen album that you like a lot? Or are you just...
If you made me listen to any Springsteen album, if it had three songs on it that I really like, I'd be mortified at the other fucking 16 songs.
I always hope in moments like these that somewhere Springsteen's in just like a wood-paneled studio going like, man, I love the Bonfire. Really hurts to hear Jay say all this.
I'm going shot for shot here.
Yeah.
Is what I'm doing. I'm telling you, Bruce Springsteen's got some fucking great songs.
Great songs.
But you're not saying, the ones you're... Born to Run?
Hey, thanks
holy
for the...
shit, is that awful.
Thanks for the cream with a drop of coffee. Jesus, this
holy
is
shit.
Your woman?
She's trying to give you diabetes.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm just drinking a whole milk
I
drink.
I couldn't agree with Jay Moore. And that's from a Jersey
Brian
guy.
You're a Bryan Adams guy.
No, I'm not either of those.
Hit me with
really.
Some Bryan Adams.
Bon Jovi... lights out better songs than Bruce Springsteen
what?
In their heyday.
Yeah. Dude, Lou's about to go full T-neck.
Bon Jovi's the queerest thing going.
You're saying
are you
that?
Mad
yeah,
that
now,
are you mad he's besmirching the boss?
Now they are.
Are you a big Springsteen guy?
Did you ever see his... well, yeah, but...
And now that fucking Bon Jovi's got Nancy Reagan hair.
You enjoy
sure.
Springsteen songs on the whole more
just,
than Bon Jovi.
Just say no. Just say no.
Bon Jovi's got a fucking Nancy Reagan bouffant.
He really does. Ever since he started owning the Philadelphia Soul.
Yeah, exactly. Ever since fucking Richie Sambor turned into Liza Minnelli, sure.
Oh, man, I never thought... It really did... Grow it longer, because at the length he has, it does kind of speak to your manager length.
But he keep it long all the way, or get it just the most boring short haircut. Having this like feathered bouffant is
bring
awful.
Up, bring
I mean,
up John
on,
Bon
right
Jovi.
Now, tell me, any song by anybody we're talking about is not better than Heaven by Bryan Adams.
I mean, he's...
Facts.
Yeah. I don't know. Are you?
Baby, you're all that I want. When you lie here in my arms.
I mean, it is.
Come on, Dan. I know Dan wants to go against you. He's being nice.
No, I don't want to go. I'm not a Springsteen guy. I got
that
into Springsteen.
Automatically make you a Bryan Adams guy.
You don't know that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's black or white, dude. It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
I don't think it is.
That's Jacob, how do you feel about this? Are you a Springsteen guy?
I'm not a big Springsteen guy.
Me neither.
There's someone listening right now that's a huge Springsteen guy that is punching his steering wheel.
And there's a red bandana dies every time.
He goes, come on! He was born in the USA! What the fuck?
Tell me a Bruce Springsteen song that you say is fantastic.
Fantastic.
And I will have Lou put it on and I will tell you why it blows ass.
Hey, what's up? It's Bruce from Jersey. I got a couple good ones.
You don't even like hearing the big man swing?
Oh, man, come on. What about 10th Avenue Freeze-Out?
Oh, particularly.
Yuck. I actually like that song.
What's Rosalie is enjoyable.
Colin Quinn has the greatest...
No, it's not.
Colin Quinn has the greatest joke.
That's your argument?
Yeah. It's not good.
Colin Quinn has the greatest joke ever that he did in front of Springsteen at a benefit about how Springsteen's a phony and he's not a working man.
Well, he isn't. And he doesn't do any of those jobs.
But Quinn's joke is he's like, yeah, fucking do a 3-hour concert on a Tuesday. There's an iron welder in New Jersey missing a thumb because you decided to do a 3-hour version of Rosalita, a 7-minute version of Rosalita. It's one of my favorite.
I'm on fire.
Great.
That's great.
Great song.
Great song. Supposed to give it to Elvis.
That's all I got.
I mean, me too. That's the only one I think I have already.
That's all.
I'm with you. I'm not a huge Springsteen guy.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen is just on Nebraska. And it's just slow and sad as shit.
Dude, it's...
Well, welcome to Jersey, guy.
You all love right. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, it's called Nebraska, and that's a bummer, too.
Two out of the three Jersey guys went against you. Lou.
Sophie's choice, Lou. Eddie Vedder, Bruce Springsteen hanging off a cliff.
That's an easy one for him.
I mean, one was raised by the other, so you can't kill the father and the son.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you have to.
You have to. That's the whole point of this entire exercise.
I don't want to play.
You're taking Vedder.
I want to shoot Bon Jovi in the nuts.
You can't. Bring up Bon Jovi's haircut, Christine, so we can get a real good look at this.
He can't even dance to his own songs. You ever watch him in concert? I've seen him. He's horrible. He's dude, fucking... How can you not dance to your own music?
I'm not talking... I haven't given a shit about Bon Jovi in probably 30 years.
White Lou's going so hard against Bon Jovi.
Heartthrob. He's got the feathered hair.
To make Springsteen... But that's old school
that's
Bon
young
Jovi.
Bon Jovi now.
I don't give a shit. I'll kiss him either
Bon Jovi... No, now.
Now.
He is completely
the direct TV commercials when he's gray, yeah.
He's just got like lesbo hair.
Yeah, hey, there
up?
It is.
Hey, what's up? This is me and my partner, Karen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking at a lot of rescues for cats.
Oh, for sure. He goes, we like to do a lot of nature stuff. And,
I don't know.
These are caps.
We joined a handball league and we are addicted.
Have you ever played trampoline tennis?
Oh, my God. Martina Navratilova plays there.
I'll cover a few right now. Cover Me, fantastic song. Tunnel of Love, awesome.
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 Dancing in the Dark.
In the right situation.
In a bar? You haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah. Yes, but it is a cheese dick shitty song. Born in the USA blows. Glory Days sucks shit.
Yep. He's not wrong.
Oh, Brilliant Disguise. Another fantastic Springsteen song. Love it. But man, odds of him playing four of those songs in the 7,500 song catalog of nonsense he has in between that. Come on up for the Rising.
What about
Rising's not a bad song.
What about Philadelphia?
DJ Lou. I'm sorry you grew up outside of Teaneck, New Jersey.
I'm sorry you don't care about 9/11, guy.
Whoa.
That's the problem,
whoa.
I guess.
Whoa, Jay's a truther.
Come on. I'm a truther.
Bruce Springsteen. You only like the Bruce Springsteen where he does 9/11 truther stuff?
Bruce.
There's no way that jet fuel can bury a building. Whatever happened to number 5? Oh, my God.
Springsteen writes Thanksgiving music for backs of bar buffets.
Yeah. Hey, the turkey looks sweaty, but it still looks good. Those potatoes.
A person worked really hard all day to make your food.
Is that mashed potatoes or just old cauliflower?
There's dirt under my fingernails. My wife is getting fat. I write songs about things I'm not really experiencing ever.
End of the night, I'm drinking flat beer off the bar.
I'm still that. Marlboro Lights.
You ever done math to see how far away your cousins are before it'd be okay to have sex with them?
Bruce Springsteen's voice can't work for his actual life.
Yeah. You know just doing rich people shit?
I got a massage in a half an hour.
Seriously, you need to try her. Her name's Nikita.
She comes to my house and brings her own table.
Yeah. Cucumber water in a driveway table. For six.
She carries a table with
her. I love midday salmon.
I own a car that I call my summer car.
And I only drive it on nice afternoons. And that's about three times.
I'll take my amphibious vehicle if it's raining outside. I can afford an amphibious vehicle.
I have a private island that's never been publicized.
There's no age of consent in Springsteen land. Do you want to try some experiments that you've had on your mind since you were a child?
I'm talking Mingala shit.
I have a form of non-addictive heroin.
Yeah. This whole time, I've just been a Bond villain. Funding it with songs about the working man.
And I gas my own people in Springsteen land.
We're all gonna drink the Kool-Aid in Springsteen land.
Only one black, and he plays a saxophone in Springsteen land. Springsteen land.
I pulled my hamstring.
You're Springsteen land. Springsteen land.
We don't have an army. Cause I lead everything. I created the sun and the moon.
Come hang out at our make your own porn bar at Springsteen land.
The food is good, and the food is people. Soylent Green in Springsteen land.
You've never had a steak till it's cut off the back of a boy in Springsteen land.
Yeah.
Springsteen land.
I'm talking about Springsteen land.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Lou. This next clip from The Lost Tapes, recorded in Jay's house on Memorial Day, Shane Gillis, Jay, and Dan find the real villains and bullies in these movies. Revenge of the Nerds, Mighty Ducks, and Billy Madison. O'Doyle rules.
Nerds!
Nerds!
Who would ever thought that they're actually the good guys in the movie?
The nerds aren't. There's a rapist. Your leader's a rapist.
Yeah, by the way, all you guys are doing is illegal shit. You're monitoring the sorority. These are bad people.
Didn't they do a panty raid?
Yeah.
They did a panty raid. They also set up cameras to spy on them with voyeur cameras, which you would do major time for that. Yeah. I mean, major time.
Lambda's looking at least a cold 25. They're looking at a cold 25.
And by the way, you think Omega Moo's not going down as accomplice? They were standing right
Omega
by him.
Omega Moo knew what was happening.
As the song tells you, they're Lambda.
Then
they sold
Omega pies. Moo. With their pictures from
the naked
they
girls.
They did revenge porn. It should be called revenge porn. Is what that movie?
Revenge of the Porn Nerds.
Yeah.
Porn of the Nerds.
Revenge porn of the Nerds is what the nerds did.
Raped the captain of the football team's girlfriend.
Yeah, Darcy. Sick. Shout out Darcy.
Sick move.
He raped her and
wore a Darth Vader mask.
And then they did a panty raid. And what you call it? It's been said 1,000 times. Why Cobra Kai exists. Daniel LaRusso's kind of sticking his fucking little jerk-off nose in where it didn't belong.
Yeah. The whole piece of fucking New
guys
Jersey.
New
Jersey Pison just shows up in L.A. causing problems for the Cobra.
You got to fuck him up at the beach.
The shit was over, and he poured water on the guy.
Yeah, man. He was rolling a joint. Gary Goldman has a great bit about that when he talks about how hard it is to roll a joint.
Yeah,
and he's like, Daniel LaRusso, what are you doing? You're inviting the ass beating. But he's right. It's like, dude, yeah. This is the same thing with the nerds.
Yeah,
Revenge of the Nerds. We're so woke, we're against Revenge of the Nerds.
I was against them before it was a problem.
Because they're nerds.
I hate the nerds.
You look like Ogre's your dad.
I fucking... Yeah, he kind of was. He kind of was, dude.
If Ogre was like... If you were cast,
I wish my dad was Booger, dude.
Oh, Booger's Booger Gary. Gary's got a lot of Booger vibes.
Your dad, maybe a Booger.
Yeah, but more of a the way that he just dressed and you know.
My dad was just one of the guys in the thing.
Wasn't he Anthony?
He was like second. He was like second string fucking fullback. Maybe.
Your dad said he's second tier. He's second tier Lambda.
He was there. He was there in the fights. Oh, he threw down. Maybe infantry front line to the throwdown.
Yeah,
but just you know,
did they ever fight?
He wasn't the guy crushing all the puss and all. Yeah.
Did the good guys, the jocks, ever beat the shit out of the dorks?
No, they lose their. They lose their.
They got
housing.
Crushed.
Well, what happens is their house burns down.
Make no mistake, they're not good guys.
Yeah. Who, the jocks?
The jocks, the alphas.
They're not good guys. I kind of support that. I don't know if you come back with the kind of not good guys they were with raping their girlfriends and filming them all naked against their will.
Destroying their privacy.
It just seems bizarre.
Damn.
Now, here's the thing. Should they ban the whole movie? Nope. Because there's a lot of funny in that movie.
It's a great movie.
But it is definitely not a good message.
So when you watch it later in life, you're like, whoo, that didn't play out well.
This is different.
That was a five-year plan. You guys had a five-year plan on that theme.
We were watching Mighty Ducks last night.
Mighty Ducks, not a good movie.
Bro, I was cheering for the Hawks.
Like, not a good, like...
Mighty Ducks, no. Gordon Bombay is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's a high-power lawyer that gets fucking a DUI, has to teach these kids...
And he's a moron. And then he quits his fucking job for a Little League
hockey
team.
He starts accosting people by quacking at him.
When he loses it?
Yeah.
And he fucks his star
takes
players.
Adam Banks from the Hawks. Yeah. There's a scene where
he
Adam...
fucks the star player's mom?
Yeah. Fucks the star player's mom. He's... Jeez. Gordon Bombay
he moves in with the star player.
But yeah.
He's like, hey, man, you got a fucking couch I can crash
moves
on?
In with him. And then goes, at the end of the movie, goes and tries out for the NHL in his 30s.
Very inappropriate.
You know how irresponsible and reckless that is? Just to fucking leave your job as a lawyer? To go try out for the NHL?
The Hawks head coach is the man.
Yeah. He's got his collar pop. But here's the point I was trying to make. Was their star, Adam Banks, is originally on the Hawks. But they find out he's in the Mighty Ducks district. So they make him switch teams. And in the movie, you're always like, well, that's great. They got a player. When you watch it as a kid, you're like, good. I like the Ducks. Good for them. But then there's a speech where his dad's like, you can't. His friends are on that team. And you're like, that's a fucking great point.
Yeah.
This kid's friends are on the Hawks, and you're forcing him to play with a bunch of a ragtag bunch of weirdos?
Fuck that guy.
Fuck the Ducks.
Yeah.
Team Hawks. Shane wants a Hawks
I need
jacket.
A Hawks jersey or jacket.
Shit. Dude,
Shane wants the Hawks. He goes, immediately goes, now this team's my speed.
Dude, how about that fist pump the coach gives him in the penalty box? So he sends his goons out to fucking
break hurt
the
a child.
Team.
This is just all in a kid's movie.
He's like, why don't you go fuck this kid up? Kid goes out, McGill goes out and fucks up the Hawks or the Mighty Ducks' best player, and his teammate's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm doing my job. It's like, hell yeah, dude. That kid's a warrior.
Enforcer.
But it was like, enforcer. You know what was funny? Watching Shane watch a bully in a movie like that, it's like watching a dog watch a dog on TV, and Shane's like, huh? Yeah. That guy's bullying that kid.
Shane calls Billy Madison O'Doyle Rules.
Yeah.
You guys want to watch O'Doyle Rules?
You guys want to watch the but it's a drama to him because they die? He goes, but it's really sad.
It's one of the saddest middles.
It follows the killer shortly after their demise.
Honestly, I cheer for the O'Doyle. You got to cheer for the O'Doyles in that.
Dude.
A fucking arrogant billionaire comes back to high school. Every grade he's in, and O'Doyle's there to try to stop him. Every grade is a great O'Doyle.
It's not the hero we want. It's the hero we deserve. Dude, that's so funny. You think of all the people in all these movies who actually have a legitimate case against the main character.
Dude,
the O'Doyles is such a good case.
O'Doyles is a good
against
case.
Billy Madison?
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
Fantastic.
They're like, fuck this guy. We're hardworking, poor, big idiots.
Yeah.
We didn't get a second chance. We got run off a cliff.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.